This Moment Is Enough by Leo Babatta and read by Duke Pasquini in Rome, Italy. I was in a plane descending into Portland for a quick stopover, and I gazed upon a brilliant pink sunrise over blue and purple mountains, and my heart ached. Instinctively, I looked over to Eva to share this breathtaking moment, but she was sleeping. I felt incomplete, not being able to share the moment with her or with anyone. Its beauty was slipping through my fingers. This was a teachable moment for me. I somehow felt this moment wasn't enough without being able to share it. It took me a second to remind myself this moment is enough. It's enough without needing to be shared or photographed or improved or commented upon. It's enough, awe-inspiring, just as it is. I am not alone in this feeling that the moment needs to be captured by photo to be complete or shared somehow on social media. It's the entire reason for Instagram, for instance. We feel the moment isn't enough unless we talk about it, share it, somehow solidify it. The moment is ephemeral, and we want solidity and permanence. This kind of groundedlessness can scare us. This feeling of not enough is fairly pervasive in our lives. We sit down to eat and feel we should be reading something online, checking messages, doing work, as if eating the food weren't enough. We get annoyed with people when they don't act as we want them to. We feel directionless and lost in life, as if the life we have is not already enough. We procrastinate when we know we should sit down to do important work, going for distractions as if the work is not enough for us. We always feel there's something else we should be doing and can't just sit in peace. We mourn the loss of people, the past, of traditions, because the present feels like it is not enough. We are constantly thinking about what's to come as if it's not enough to focus on what's right in front of us. We constantly look to improve ourselves or to improve others as if we and they are not already enough as we are. We reject situations, reject people, reject ourselves because we feel they're not enough. What if we accepted this present moment and everyone and everything in it as exactly enough? What if we needed nothing more? What if we accepted that this moment will slip away when it's done and saw the fleeting time we had with the moment as enough without needing to share it or capture it? What if we said yes to things instead of rejecting them? What if we accepted the bad with the good, the failures with the attempts, the irritating with the beautiful, the fear with the opportunity as part of a package deal that this moment is offering us? What if we paused right now and saw everything in this present moment around us, including ourselves, and just appreciated it for what it is as perfectly enough? If you would like archived copies of Leo Babatta's Zen Habits blog, please go to zenhabitsradio.com. Don't forget, you can get a free copy of the last 50 Zen Habits posts by going to zenhabitsradio.com. Click the link in the sidebar to download your free recordings. Your donation is optional.